بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومكروا ومكر الله والله خير الماكرين. They plan and Allah Ta'ala also plans, and Allah is the best of planners. Regarding this, there is an incident in the annals of history that further elucidates this verse of the Quran Majeed. The head of the service personnel of Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a person by the name of Shamsuddin Thawab Lamti. He was a pious man who was kind and generous towards the poor. Thawab, rahmatullah alayhi, had a close friend who used to frequent the gatherings of the ruler of Medina and would keep him informed about any major developments. One day this friend approached him and said, "A very disconcerting event has occurred today." Upon inquiry, he explained, "A number of people have come from Syria and have bribed the ruler of Medina with a huge amount of wealth to allow them to open the blessed graves and remove the bodies of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu. The ruler has agreed to their request." Thawab explains, "I became extremely worried. Shortly thereafter, a messenger of the ruler of Medina arrived, saying that the ruler wanted to see me. When I presented myself before him, he said to me, 'Thawab, a group of people will knock at the door of the masjid tonight. Open the door and allow them to do as they wish. Do not obstruct them in any way.'" Thawab replied that he would do so. Thawab explains further, "I returned and spent the day crying without anybody knowing why I was so worried. At night, after we had performed Isha Salah, we locked the doors of the masjid as usual. Shortly afterwards, somebody knocked at the door of Babu Salam. The ruler of Medina used to live in a fort in front of Babu Salam. I opened the door and 40 people entered. I counted them as they walked past me one by one. They were carrying equipment that is normally used for digging and excavation. They also had candles with them. They were heading towards the sacred chamber. But I take a qasam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they had not even reached the minbar of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the minbar, when the earth suddenly split beneath their feet and they were all buried together with their tools. No trace of them was left." Sawab continues, "The ruler became anxious, awaiting news regarding them, and finally sent for them. He asked Thawab, 'Did a group of people come to you?' He replied, 'Yes, indeed, but the earth swallowed them up.' The ruler warned, 'Think before you speak.' Thawab insisted that he was speaking the truth and then took the ruler to the spot where the incident had occurred. He instructed, 'This matter should remain here. If you mention this incident to anyone, you shall be beheaded.' This incident, which occurred in the middle of the 7th century of after Hijri, has been recorded by some Hudi and others who say that they were 15 to 20 people and they were all swallowed up by the earth when they had advanced only a few steps towards the sacred chamber. The evil plots of the mischief makers are easily crushed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What we are required to do, like this person, Shamsuddin, he was overwhelmed. There was nothing he could do but comply. But he turned to Allah Ta'ala. He cried to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was coming from the authorities. He begged Allah Ta'ala, and Allah Ta'ala took care of the rest. Likewise, in our lives, we are overwhelmed with different conditions, problems, sometimes from the side of the authorities also things are coming. So we cry to Allah Ta'ala. That is what is required. Shed some tears, beg, cry, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and leave it. How Allah Ta'ala will sort it out, that can be mind-boggling also. What can happen, how it will happen, and Allah Ta'ala will take care of our affairs. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding.